Actually, Ryan, and without my knowledge, he's working on bad ideas from the Bible. And so I chose Peter when I was told about this, me speaking. And I didn't realize that he was also choosing Peter for this particular Sunday. But Peter had so many bad ideas that the bad idea that he gave reference to is totally different from the five or six bad ideas that I'm going to talk about. Peter had a lot of bad ideas. As you heard from Sue, the two scripture readings this morning actually refer to the earthly relationship between Jesus and Peter at the beginning, when Jesus first called Peter at the Sea of Galilee, which is beautiful. And the second is Jesus commissioning Peter to feed my sheep. So it goes from follow me, and 3 years later, feed my sheep. For those 3 years, Peter and Jesus formed a very strong bond, a friendship, seemingly more special than any of the other disciples. And for that reason, Peter is mentioned more often in the four Gospels than any of the other disciples, because of that strong bond that Peter had. Because Peter was so intent on pleasing Jesus and being involved in Jesus' ministry. But in the course of those 3 years, Peter displayed many, many human type characteristics and traits, to the extent that he always seemed to have an idea or a thought that he wanted to share with Jesus. And more often than not, whenever he shared that thought or idea, Jesus followed with verbal corrections, reprimands, what we might call teaching moments to Peter and those around him. So we too, all of us today, may be able to learn from these teaching moments that Jesus offered to Peter and those other disciples. You see, at times, our thoughts and actions may not be that different from Peter. And for that reason, we can easily identify with that particular disciple, Peter, and his many bad ideas. For example, in Matthew 14, the disciples were being rocked in a boat as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee. A big storm appeared. They were all frightened. But good old fearless Peter, as he saw a ghost that they began to realize was really Jesus walking on the water, fearless Peter said, "Lord, if that's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Well, Peter got out of the water, but when he felt the strong wind and saw the mighty waves, he became afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." You see, bad idea, Peter. You should have thought a little bit more before you dove into action. Peter failed to keep his eyes on Jesus and put his trust in him. But Peter's Peter, human as he is. His spontaneous action reveals a basic human characteristic in all of us. Peter had good intentions. He wanted to please Jesus, but he sank, losing his focus. So how often might we find ourselves in a similar situation, wanting to jump right in the water help out without having any game plan? How often might we want to help without having the correct tools to do any good? How often do we focus or lose that focus on that which has to be done because of fears or distractions that suddenly come out of nowhere. Bad idea, Peter. But another example is found in the 9th chapter of Mark at the transfiguration of Jesus. You see, Peter, James, and John go up with Jesus on top of a mountain where they are joined by Moses and Elijah, the two old prophets of the Old Testament. Peter was filled with awe, wonder, and Peter suggested to Jesus that they build 3 tents, one for each of them, so that they all could remain on the mountaintop and had that great atmosphere. You see, Peter simply blurted out without thinking something he did quite often, "Let's build 3 tents." To live in that moment. Another bad idea, Peter, because Jesus had other plans to return to the valley and carry out the plans before him made by his Father. There was more work to be done. Once again, human emotions affected Peter to stay on the mountain, to remain in that moment. So how often are we like that? To rest and savor our good times. To say, well, hey, I've done my duty, to avoid going back into the valley of real life. A third example, found in Matthew 18th chapter. You see, Peter approaches Jesus with a question, which he did many times, because Peter knew all the answers anyway, and he just wanted that affirmation. And Peter asked Jesus, "How many times must I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" Now, according to the Old Testament law, the Jewish law, one must forgive his brother 3 times, if necessary. If the first or second doesn't take, the 3rd time. So Peter asked this question with what he thinks is a very generous answer, because he says, 7 times? However, to Peter's embarrassment, Jesus answers with 7 times 70. You see, Peter quit to speak, expected to be commended by Jesus, saying, "Hey, you're pretty lenient, Peter. You got it. Four more than what is necessary." Not so. Jesus uses this as an introduction to a story about forgiveness, the parable of the unmerciful servant. So again, what Peter thought to be a moment of commendation, of a great pat on the back by Jesus, became a difficult moment for a learning experience. Another example of Peter's impulsive, spontaneous action is found in the 16th chapter of Matthew. Jesus had just explained to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, where he would be killed and be raised on the 3rd day. This, he said, was according to his Father's plan. But after hearing this information, Peter took Jesus aside and said, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." And Jesus responded to this by saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Just like this story up here with the sheep. From hero to zero. Hero to zero. Do you want to read that? You see, just a few minutes before Peter made that comment, Jesus had just talked to Peter and said, "Peter, you are the rock, and upon you I will build my church." Oh, hero. Peter was that big. And then just a few minutes after that, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have the things of God, but the things of men." Just like that. From Christ-centered to self-centered. Even though he might have meant well, Peter had another teaching moment. Because what he said was that what Jesus said, if one would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Even though Peter spoke of his great love for Jesus, trying to protect him, Jesus uses this situation as another teaching moment to indicate that the path of God is totally different than that of the world. The path of God is different from the path of the world. Choosing God's path leads to making choices in which we deny ourselves of worldly things like prestige, which Peter wanted, honor, fame, personal gratification. We must deny that, Jesus is telling Peter and telling us today, and accept the role of humility, servanthood, non-judgmental attitudes, acceptance of all people. And that is a path which we know is sometimes very difficult to take. So there's quite a few examples of Peter's bad ideas, but the one, my last example, the most notable, found in the Gospels in Luke 22, in addition to the others, after being warned by Jesus, and after Peter indicated that he would never do such a thing, Peter denies knowing Jesus. The man who had been with him for 3 years throughout that ministry, learning from his teachings, observing his many miracles, seeing the healing power of Jesus, becoming a true friend in every sense of the word, out of fear for his life, Peter denies knowing the Lord. Denies ever being a part of his team. And he claims to the people who are asking him, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. But then, just like this image shows, Peter notices Jesus in the background, looking at him. What must have gone through Peter's mind at that moment? Denying him 3 times. And then he hears the rooster crow. Total humiliation, total embarrassment, and perhaps that was Peter's lowest point in his life. I'm sure he might have thought, oh my God, what did I just do? What did I just say? Total dejection. Total feeling of despair and defeat. And as the scripture states, he wept bitterly. He wept bitterly. How many times, Peter, how often did you stick your foot in your mouth? Do the wrong thing? How many bad ideas, thoughts, or actions? But yet, what do we find at the end of that relationship? As found in John 21, the second reading that Sue gave. This is a resurrection appearance of Jesus on that same Sea of Galilee. The same area where Jesus first met Peter. And at that point, Jesus demonstrates to Peter unconditional love, total acceptance, total forgiveness. And at that same time, Jesus also displays total confidence in Peter to carry out the message of love and forgiveness Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three times his question. Three times Peter responds with the affirmative. Jesus says, feed my sheep. So on these occasions of bad ideas and thoughts and actions of Peter, perhaps you may be able to identify somewhat with Peter. I know I can. Thoughts and actions like being impatient. We all, at times, are impatient, wanting things real quick. Quick to have an answer. You got a problem? I got the answer. Right now. No thought about it. We're always there with the right answer at the right time. Feeling that, hey, I can do it on my own. I don't need help. I can do it on my own. Peter thought that. Always wanting to be the first to respond. Often losing focus. The ideas and actions of Peter and Jesus' commission of Peter tells us that no matter how many times we may stick our foot in our mouth, no matter how many times we may act in haste in a situation, no matter how many times we may lose our focus, think that we may know it all at times, no matter how many times we may goof up, Jesus still wants and desires for us to feed his sheep. Jesus knows that broken people like you and me can help other broken people like you and me. God uses us.